Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Kavod Shemayim, Shir number 14. We discussed yesterday that a way to bring nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by getting along with each other, is by giving Kavod to each other, is by respecting each other, thinking about, caring about each other. The Chofetz Chaim tells us it's obvious that if we do the opposite, then we'll bring tzar, kiviyachol, pain and suffering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this that the Torah tells us dozens of times throughout the Torah, all Chamisha Chumshe Torah, about this topic specifically of Lashon Hara that we have to avoid. Bevadai behemshech yomav, if a person is not careful and has his speech as hefker and says whatever he wants whenever he wants without a rule book, bevadai behemshech yomav, there's no question that over the course of his time, of his life, a person will transgress thousands of times. Over a short period of time in his life, thousands of transgressions. And in the future, Kishi Yeruhu, when they show him his life, his video of his life, Shibimad Yimei Chayev, Avar Besmidus Al Kama Asoras Parshas V'Torah, how the person himself transgressed many, many parshas in the Torah. His hair will stand. He won't believe what he's seeing. The Chofetz Chaim now brings the famous pasuk, Magi L'Odom Masichoi, that private conversations, even private conversations that a person has in this world will be repeated when he gets to the next world. How much more so? Kol shekein diburim hasurim hachamurim ha'elu, words that are forbidden to be spoken, will be played back for this person to realize, look what he did wrong. This is his, by the way, when he play it back, that's part of his punishment. The Chofetz Chaim is saying, we're now here in this world, in Olam Hazeh. Let's realize what might happen in Olam Haba if we don't prove our ways today.